Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am sharing just a little short intro here to precede the official intro for the episode, just to let you know that this episode was part of the series of the Heartwork podcast, which was a dabble for me in my manifesting generator style, which I tried out for a little bit of time in 2021. And I realized very soon, once I had sort of delved into this podcast, that actually I was really feeling called to rekindle and reconnect to Unraveling, which has been my podcast for several years, and that the work of Unraveling is not done. So I just wanted to let you know that the following episode is branded as the Heartwork podcast, but it is now coming under Unraveling. I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, lovely soul. Welcome to the Heartwork podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you. As we enter into a new paradigm timeline in our evolution as human beings on this planet, the Heartwork podcast has been created to support and share wisdom from the change makers who are devoting their lifetime to holding others through this process. This is a podcast for curious souls who are here to tune in to a different frequency of what it looks like, and most importantly, what it feels like to run a soul and heart-centered business in the modern age. Enriched with information, divine downloads, and soul wisdom to support and guide you on your path, the Heartwork podcast is a space where you can listen and receive activations from the words that are shared and tune into a more aligned, authentic, and expansive way of running a business. It is time to leave behind the outdated ways of marketing, pushing and forcing our way to society's old definitions of success, and lean into experimenting and exploring a new way to bring our heart's work to life using human-centered approaches and an alchemy of heart, soul, and sacred strategy to work in a way that feels nourishing, exciting, and fulfilling on a deep and meaningful level. You can expect to receive learnings and wisdom I have learned on my own journey in business, as well as listen to conversations with others who are walking this path alongside us. This is our time, Heartworkers. This is our time. Hello, dear heart. Welcome to the Heartwork podcast. This is the first episode, the introductory episode, and I wanted to begin by sharing with you the intro that I have written to help you understand why I have started this podcast and what to expect. I am your host, Lauren Barber, and I am so honored to share this space with you. As we enter into a new paradigm timeline in our evolution of human beings on this planet, the Heartwork podcast has been created to support and share wisdom from the change makers who are devoting their lifetime to holding others through this process. This is a podcast for curious souls who are here to tune in to a different frequency of what it looks like, and most importantly, what it feels like to run a soul and heart-centered business in the modern age. Enriched with information, divine downloads, and soul wisdom to support and guide you on your path, the Heartwork podcast is a space where you can listen and receive activations from the words that are shared, and help you tune into a more aligned, authentic, and expansive way of running a business. It is time to leave behind the outdated ways of marketing, the pushing, the forcing our way to society's old definitions of success, and to lean into experimenting and exploring a new way to bring our heart's work to life using human-centered approaches and an alchemy of heart, soul, and sacred strategy to work in a way that feels nourishing, that feels exciting, and that feels deeply fulfilling on a meaningful level. So in this podcast, you can expect to receive learnings and wisdom I've learned on my own journey in business, as well as listen to conversations with others who are walking the path alongside us. The reason this is coming to life right now is because I truly believe that this is our time. This is our time as heart workers, as soul-led visionaries, to step up and lead and explore and experiment new ways of doing things. So why has this podcast come to life? It's quite a big question. And I hope that this, in my ramblings today, I can explain a little bit about what the ethos is behind the heartwork, behind my current mission, behind the reason for bringing this to life. And I guess the main reason is to connect with others who are on this journey and who are ready to do things differently. And what do I mean by that? Well, I've been in business for, I set up my first business when I was 21. So I've been in business now, and I'm not very good at maths, but I have been doing this for nearly 18 years. So I've been running different businesses. I have pivoted and evolved. And actually, I started out as a writer, as a journalist, and in PR and marketing, and that evolved over time to welcome in digital as the world changed. And it shifted into health coaching and well-being and meditation and yoga teaching. And my journey has been full of twists and turns, and I love that. And what it's done for me is it's every step of the way, even though at the time it hasn't always made sense logically, it's I've followed where I've been called to, which has meant a little bit of turmoil at times, not knowing, not truly knowing exactly where it's taking me. But as I learn more about myself, which sounds slightly cliche, I know, but as I really figure out who I am in this lifetime, I'm learning to accept that that is who I am, that I will always be here to follow the things that excite me and to pivot and change and move directions when that excitement has died away and when I'm called somewhere new. So what I really desire from the Heartwork podcast is to be able to share downloads and information and wisdom and activations that have really supported me on my journey, not in the format that, you know, these are rules or these are a set process that you need to go through, but in order to share nuggets and things that may or may not resonate with you, that you may like to try yourself, you may want to get curious with. The whole show will be, it will chop and change. It might be trainings, it might be interviews, it might be just a little drop in to remind you how amazing you are and that you are so needed on this planet and your heart work is so needed. But really, truly, this is a space for those who wish to test and experiment and try a new way in business. And I truly believe that this is the time for us to experiment. And so many of the people I'm speaking to at the moment, and I feel this very much in myself, is that we are in a bit of a void space. We're in this space of not knowing exactly what things look like. And that brings up a lot of anxiety often. It can make us feel uncertain, can make us feel a bit ungrounded. And so there are so many things that I think we're being called to address and look at within ourselves at the moment in order for us to step into this new way. But we're also being called to be in the space in between. So I feel very much like there have been ways that business has been done for many, many years. There are formulas, there are programs, there are steps that we are supposed to, and I say that with air quotes, we are supposed to follow. And if we follow these steps, then this is the outcome we should expect. If that outcome doesn't happen, then so often it's then put on us as an issue with us, like we've not done something correctly, or there must be something wrong with us, or it's a mindset block, or, you know, there's all these terms that are often used to make us feel like we've done something wrong, or that, you know, we haven't followed the steps exactly. And then we often then find ourselves seeking another formula to follow because that's how we've been told business works. But I am here, and it feels scary and vulnerable even to say it, but I feel like I'm here on this planet to call bullshit on many of those processes. And I'm going to share a story which I am slightly proud of, but slash at the time, it was really, really upsetting to me. When I first started out in my well-being business about 6 years ago, after I had run my own PR marketing business and I decided to sell it and move on into the well-being world, I was a trained health coach at this point and I was about to do my yoga teacher training. And I invested a substantial amount of money into a business coach. And this business coach had a process. I remember her specifically saying, if you follow the steps, you will like reach success. And I was like, oh my God, I need that. I need those steps. I need to get that. And we started working together. And a couple of sessions in, I remember I wrote a blog, and I wrote a blog about something within my business that it was something that she had suggested that I do. And I was exploring whether it felt right to me. And I kind of questioned this idea of like this, this strategy of like, we're supposed to do this in our business. And I was writing about it in a very innocent, curious, looking at different perspectives way. And I didn't think anything more of it. And then I received an email from her saying that clearly we were not aligned, and that she was refunding me my money, and that our coaching time had come to an end. And my first instinct was, oh my God, I've done something wrong. Oh my God, how awful. I felt awful. I felt like, you know, I felt like I'd been told off. And then I was like, this is it. This is the reason why I'm doing this, because I am here to challenge the cookie cutter mold of how we do business. So I went off on a bit of a tangent there, but I guess being fired by my first ever business coach was a big indicator and a big sign to say, like, I'm here to potentially disrupt some of the systems, and I'm okay with that. I know that it's not always going to resonate with everyone, and I'm learning to accept that. And I feel like we're in this space of, these are the old ways of doing things. We know we want to do it differently. We know that things need to change. They have to change because they are not serving so many people. There are so many burnt out people. There are so many people that are struggling with not feeling good enough in their business, or not being able to get their voice heard. This is a time where we are being called to look at the ways that don't serve us anymore. But what's challenging, I feel, is that there isn't a clear path ahead yet. And that's what I mean by when I say we're kind of in this void space of not knowing yet. And this is where I feel like we are being called to look at things and be curious with things and come back to what feels good for us, but also to be open to trying things, and things maybe not working, or maybe things working beyond our wildest expectations, and just to be really curious and experimental in the way that we do business. And I'm recording this on the back of a month away from social media. And for so long, I have told myself that I have to show up on Instagram every single day. I have to be there. If I'm not there, then my business will fail, that I won't get clients, that I won't be able to work with anyone. I have told myself this story over and over again, and I have felt the fear of stepping away from there. But I was like, what have I got to lose really by stepping away from social media for a short period of time, for a month? I'm going to try it. I'm not going to be afraid to experiment. There was something calling me to step away, to give myself some space. And my business hasn't, like, I wouldn't say that much has changed in terms of like revenue or in terms of what I guess the outside eye would call as success in business. But it has given me so much space. And without that space, this podcast wouldn't be being birthed. This podcast wouldn't be starting. So I feel like experimenting and being like, okay, how do I want to show up on social media? How do I want to show up in my business? What places do I want to put my energy into? And unless we are brave and courageous enough to try things and things to not work, or work in a different way, or just become the outcome be unexpected, then we can't move forward and change things. So I suppose I'm urging anyone that's listening to this and has this kind of desire to do things differently, but is scared of, I guess, upsetting the apple cart and things and changing things, but equally knowing deep down that something's got to change. I'm inviting you to come along with me for the ride. This podcast is going to be all about experimenting and exploring and talking to people that are in this space of wanting to do things differently. And I truly, truly hope that it helps us all to be in this void space and to start to bring in new structures, new ways of being, structures that serve us, structures that support us, structures that are based on firm, grounded foundations that are soothing to our nervous system, that do not use pain and suffering as a way to motivate people to work with us or for us to work with others. Not using someone's trauma or experiences as a way of making them feel like they have to do so much work in order to show up in their business. Not being afraid of talking about money. Not being afraid of talking about failure or whatever failure even is, or pivoting or changing in their business. Honest truth, honest conversations about what it really feels like to run a business, what it feels like when things are flowing, what it feels like when things are stuck, all of the messiness that is not spoken about in business and that makes us feel sometimes that we're not good enough because we don't see all of that side of things. It's about unpicking and unraveling the way that we perceive business to be. It's about selling based on integrity and authenticity and vulnerability, and not on big promises that we can't guarantee, because we do not have like a one size fits all way of doing business. Every single person is different. The way we show up is different. The way our experience is different. The way our nervous systems work is different. It's not about rules or systems that have worked for me and then me telling you this is how you do it. It's about me or whoever you're working with or whoever you're listening to at that time, holding up this mirror to show you your truth and your greatness and allowing you to feel empowered by that and activating something within you that helps you to then move forward and share this heart work with the world. It's about speaking to people as equals and as humans. It's a human-centered way of doing business, speaking to people with empathy and understanding that all our backgrounds are different, and that our experiences are different, and that does shape us, that does have an impact on how we show up in the world. And that's not something to be fixed, that's something to be nurtured and treated gently. So the Heartwork podcast is a safe space to share what this process of change making and leading from the heart looks like. And I can't promise it's going to be a perfectly polished space, but I can promise that I will share openly, honestly, and I will share everything and anything that I feel might be of service to others in this transition, because I feel like we are in a space of transition. And I don't know where we're going to be, or where this podcast will be, or where my business will be in a year's time, in 6 months' time even. Things are shifting so quickly at the moment that who knows what is coming next. But what I do know is that what something has become so important to me, and that is to be connected with others on this journey, and to build this beautiful community of other people doing their heart work and sharing it and not doing it alone, not feeling like we have to be ultra independent all the time, and that we can't ask for help, or that there is something wrong with us if we're not making those huge big numbers that we're promised we can make if we follow certain rules. There's a lot of unpicking to be done. And I am actually excited to do it alongside you all. So that is the beginning of the Heartwork podcast. And I have some amazing conversations coming up with other people that are in this space with us. And I can't wait to share them. And I can't wait to share some of the things that have come through for me, some of the things that I have learnt, and that I hope will serve as something supportive for you as well. So I'm going to leave it there for today. There will be a lot more to come. And I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in and listening. And if this feels like something you wish to share with others, I would be so grateful for you to share as we begin this journey. I'd love as many people as possible to hear the words that are shared, to connect with me and others on this journey. And I feel like the more of us opening up to this way of doing business, the better. This is how we change the world. We can all play our part, and I think just opening up to there being a different way is an energetic shift in itself. So if you would like to connect with me, to ask questions, to join the Heartwork community, which is a beautiful network of souls who are doing this work, and we share co-working space together, we have little masterminds every month, we are doing it in community. If you feel called to that, you can find out everything about that on my website. Please do sign up to my newsletter and to drop me an email if you feel called to connect and ask a question or share something that's maybe come up for you from this episode. You can email me at lauren@laurenbarber.co, and you can check out my website over on www.laurenbarber.co. You can also connect with me on Instagram, although I'm not there all the time, and the handle for that is @laurenbarber.co. I really look forward to beginning this journey with you, and I'm so grateful you are here. So until next time, keep showing up and doing your beautiful heart work. The world needs it. It is our time, heart workers. It is our time.